views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Join Marty, Michelle, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm Michelle Boss, a personal finance coach and educator, here this afternoon with Cornelia Stephanie.
Hi.
And we're really jazzed up today because we get to talk about the key components of a sound financial foundation. And this topic cannot be more timely with the recent shutdown of our government. You may have heard all the stories I have been in the media about people being in dire straits and talking about money and being in an emergency situation. So I'm super excited to talk about this topic today with Cornelia, give you guys some tips and real strategies. If you are not already in a sound position as far as your financial foundation, we're going to give you some great tips and strategies today.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're bringing this topic up because I'm hearing this a lot from people. And, you know, a lot of us are feeling this also in the collective energy, the fear and everything that it's putting out there, right? And so there is no better time right now, Michelle, than this time right here in 2019 that we're beginning as we're laying down our new blueprints, our new foundations. And you're going to talk to us and educate us today on why being proactive. And also, what's more important than saving for retirement right now? And really going back to basics.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. It's just perfect timing because I help successful women get smart with their money so they can grow their wealth and finally feel financially secure. And you could say that today we're going to take the fear out of finances because it certainly is something that comes up for a lot of us. And when the topic of money comes up, it feels like we want to hide. So first and foremost, looking at where to start, right? When things can be really overwhelming. In past shows, we've talked about the absolute key place to start as far as connecting in with your money and having a budget and or a spending plan. Not to use a scary word, and to take it to the next level, where do you start on your financial foundation? Well, even more important than saving for retirement or investing, and to be frank, an emergency savings is insurance. And that may come as a surprise to a lot of people because it's not something that we automatically think about. Right, when we start driving, we're forced to get automobile insurance. But I've seen time and time again very smart, successful entrepreneurs and women who are not insured, either health-wise or with life insurance for their family or children. And, you know, let's just go there.
Yeah,
let's go there. To have an emergency. Like, you know, what's happening or what happened now that the crisis or the shutdown is over. But if you were to have an emergency with your health, for example, no amount of investments or savings is going to provide the cushion and the security that you would receive by having a really good health insurance plan in place to help cover exorbitant costs. I've seen a lot of people with extraordinary medical debt and people going bankrupt because of health issues.
That's so true.
So I just use that one example because it's so clear. But the same thing for, you know, the minimums, going just minimum on your car insurance. If you were to get into an accident and we never know what's going to happen, then just paying for the repercussions and the consequences of that unforeseen accident could wipe you out as far as your savings, and it could wipe out any sort of investments that you've been saving for, you know, for months and months, and rack up credit card debt on top of that. So that's just where I wanted to start. And yeah, it's a misconception that, you know, insurance is that important or the first step in a financial foundation. But it is so critical to find someone that you trust and look at several different insurance policies to help protect you.
So yeah, I'm trying to where would one start with trying to find, like, do you have some insurance companies that you favor, or do you have that you can send people to? Because again, it's certainly not something that we think about. And I love how you put that, you know, we're thinking about our car insurance, we're thinking about our, you know, homeowners insurance, but we certainly are not thinking about, you know, our health insurance and making sure that we're taken care of if something was to happen, and not to really just sign up for the bare minimum so that we could, you know, be prepared for when life happens. Sometimes we're being asked to be smart right now and make better decisions than we have in the past, right? So do you have some companies, or should people just Google, or what do you recommend?
Sure, right, because it's not an essential need to throw into your expenses, but it really is necessary. And I don't have any particular company or person that I, you know, would point you to. I don't sell any financial products or insurance, but certainly we have an email address here we're going to talk about later for the free gift. And if anyone would like recommendations, I have a very large network of different insurance providers I'm happy to provide as far as recommendations. Also the Better Business Bureau, or, you know, asking someone that might have a relationship with insurance agents that you really trust and has known that person or company for a long time.
Yeah.
Someone you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, like, we're still in the beginning of the year, and really it doesn't matter. At any point in time, you can choose to, you know, make your life more solid, make things more secure. Even though if you can't see your way out of it right now, it can be a goal. Even when it's a goal that this is a goal of mine, this is something that I want to do, and adding that onto your goal list, that is something that you're going to address and that you're going to look at, just to already get the energies lined up. And who knows, once we set that intent and make a commitment to something like that, the universe rearranges itself to come and meet you, you know. So it doesn't even have to be that hard, even just to decide, yeah, I want to have this. I want to have a solid foundation, and I want to feel more secure, and I want to do this, you know, just by setting that intent. Don't you think, Michelle?
I love that. Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be all, you know, four or five coverages: health, car, auto, life insurance, unemployment, you know, disability. It doesn't have to be everything at once. But if you do set that intention, put it out there, you're going to notice more opportunities. Maybe you're going to be introduced to someone that can talk to you about that. And the coverages are really not that expensive. So if that is, you know, truly where you're coming from, oh, I can't afford this, you know, I would challenge you to look at how much you're spending maybe on streaming and entertainment. And, you know, one meal out per month could basically cover, you can give you some great coverage that would help protect you from a financial disaster down the road.
And you know what this brings up? This brings up 10 years ago when I left the corporate world, one of the things that I did when I left, what was really, really important to me is that I planned my cremation and paid for everything so that, you know, because it's my responsibility and I didn't want this to be a burden for anyone in my family that they would be responsible for it. So I took care of it and it felt like such a great empowering thing to do. And, you know, the guy that I was sitting with, the insurance agent there, he was telling me, he says, you know, you're so young, normally people of your age, you know, because that was like, you know, 10 years before, you know, and it's like, you're so young. Usually people your age, they don't do anything like this. You know, they wait until they're like 60 or 70 before they do it. But again, when we take full ownership and responsibility for our creations in life and death, you feel empowered and it just supports you to, you know, really create the life and the legacy for yourself and for your family that you want to leave behind.
That's beautiful. It's so proactive and not only empowering, but it's a relief for your family, but a relief on you as well to know that that's all taken care of. Similar to end of life documents, you know, that's another important step. It took me a couple of years after I declared I was going to get my power of attorney and living trust and will and everything together. And, you know, just to be able to focus on that and get that done, it's a real relief. It gives you a feeling of safety and unstoppability when you finally feel like a grown-up around money by taking care of that
business. Yeah, when you feel like a grown-up. And, you know, we talked about this, I think, on the last show, Michelle, is we talked about what if it's actually instead of fear around our money, what if it's actually fun? So, right? So let's make it fun and realize that money is energy and that, you know, even if things are messy in your life right now, that putting things in order can be empowering and can feel fun. And it can make you feel safe.
And feel really good.
You feel really good. And that is what we're standing behind, and that's what we're here to inspire you to do, is to really take the reins over your financial footprint, over your new beginnings and 2019, and making 2019 one of the best years of your life in your planning and securing your foundations. So we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about emergency savings. And Michelle is going to tell us more about that when we come back. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with the Money Boss. So Michelle, tell our listeners on how they can actually get in contact with you to work with you personally or sign up for some of your programs. Why don't you give us the know-how?
Oh, awesome. So I do have a website. It is themoneyboss.org. I also can be reached via email at info@themoneyboss.org. And I work with women one-on-one in a private coaching scenario. And then I'm very excited to announce to everyone that due to popular demand, I am opening up a group coaching program. And this is going to be a three-week So a very short mini course starting February 18th. And this is designed to be short so you can focus and see a big impact, very transformational and lots of progress in a short amount of time, where I will be walking our group members through everything that I do with my one-on-one clients. So you're going to get access to my Boss Budgeting Blueprint, lots of support and accountability in our group. And then we'll look at setting financial goals and finally taking aligned action towards those financial goals. So you'll really feel like you are on track with your money goals for the year. And we're going to do it in a fun, conversational way. It's not about sitting in front of a spreadsheet and tightening your belt. So very fun and accessible. And to enroll in the group course, it's simply a matter of paying the enrollment fee of $119, which is, I mean, just totally in service and support of everybody.
And $119 for the 3 weeks?
That's it. Yes, I'm giving everyone the course for $119, really so that, you know, you have skin in the game as a participant. It's totally in service and support. It would usually, you know, cost thousands of dollars to work with me, and you'll have access during this three-week short course. So I am just, you know, determined that money is not going to be the issue why you're not getting your stuff together this year. I have seen so many smart, you know, women that just don't feel like they have it together with their money. So this is, you know, a great chance to focus. And if you're really serious about getting your financial house in order and feeling good about that with support and accountability, then I invite you to message me.
Wow, that's such a great resource and course that you're offering for such a low price with such a high value and such a huge return, and really will. You know, when I love doing group coaching also, when we're together in a group, you know, there's so many group energy can really support the whole, and so much stuff can happen in a group. That, and it's also great to have the accountability of other people and also, you know, getting to work with you one-on-one. So everybody sign up.
Yeah, because we're not alone. You know, it's so comforting to hear that, oh yeah, I've made mistakes with my finances. I, you know, have credit card debt, or I've overcome this or that challenge. You know, you're not alone. And to just own that and, you know, get tips and the experience of other people is invaluable.
It is. It's like witnessing somebody else, hearing somebody else, being able to identify yourself with someone else. So it's perfect. Thank you so much for offering that. That's at michelleboss.org, right?
TheMoneyBoss.org is my website on how you can check out my business and my website presence, but info@themoneyboss.org, you can email me directly, or Michelle@themoneyboss.org. Email me directly.
Awesome. And how do they sign up for the course again?
Just message me, send an email, either through my website or through the email that I just gave, and I'll make sure that you get a link to enroll.
Awesome. Awesome. So what a great show we're having today, talking about our footprints, our blueprints, our, you know, getting insurance and making sure that we're covered there. And now let's talk about savings and let's talk about paying yourself first.
That's something that I have heard from one of my financial gurus, Robert Kiyosaki, since my 20s when I started following him. And it was a lot harder for me to do that once I became a business owner. You know, Cornelia and I were just talking about it's hard to pay yourself first. And it's really not only sound financial advice, but it's an act of self-love and self-care, because you've got to fill yourself up and make sure you're taken care of and have a very strong base and foundation before you can, you know, give back either in servitude or financially to organizations that you want to support. So I have some tips.
Yay. Love the tips.
Yes. So first of all, it's, you know, as tough as it is, make it automatic. Be sure that you have a separate bank account established to set money aside. And literally, if you start with $1 a week or $1 a day, if you can set that up to automatically come out of your income each time, you're not going to miss it. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How quickly. Set up automatically, right?
Pay yourself first automatically into that savings, that emergency savings, or money market account, whatever it is that you're setting aside. If you can take that step to make that happen, you'll be very surprised at how quickly it adds up when you just let it sit there and accumulate. And then, you know, that's the first step in getting your emergency savings set up, because you need some sort of cushion. And there's several people I've, you know, coached or helped that have, they didn't know or understand the concept of an emergency savings fund or how much to have in the emergency savings fund. So we know that setting goals is the first step, right, to making things happen. So what you want to do is look at your expenses. And again, this goes back to the budgeting, knowing what's coming and going. But once you know pretty well your monthly outgoing expenses, you want to triple that. Okay, that should be your first step on the ladder. And from there, multiply that monthly expense by 6. So ideally, if you can have 6 months or more of your living expenses set aside in savings, which is very easy to access, then that would be ideal as far as providing that next tier of financial foundation for you.
Right, right. I was, you know, because I was remembering when we first started talking about the shutdown, and that is exactly where that would come in handy right now for a lot of people is that are experiencing this shutdown in their life and are not receiving money coming in. Having access to a savings account like that is one of the reasons why, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a perfect example because you never know what's going to happen, even if you have a stable employer. You just never know if there's going
like to
be
the government.
Like the government. So being able to be prepared to have the foresight of, you know, even a month. So our shutdown lasted 4 weeks, you know, even a month on hand of expenses to help cushion you. Or if something unexpected comes up, like a car repair or a health bill, you know, anything that comes up that is out of the ordinary, that's not anticipated, you haven't budgeted or expected to come in, that's where your emergency savings fund really saves the day. And if you have any sort of issues with dipping in to the funds because they're sitting there, you think that you can spend it, make sure it's in an online account or some sort of account that takes 2 or 3 days to access so that any impulse, you know, you're on QVC and you just have to have that gadget, that widget, there's a little bit of impulse control. But by keeping it liquid, so it's easily accessible, just not that easy. You know, there's a couple steps and a couple days that you have to go through to get access to that money. That is another great way to kind of put that impulse control check or limit on the spending if you have trouble accessing money once you start accumulating it.
Yeah, you know, what I'm finding, you know, with all of this is there's so much strategy involved, right, in planning and setting up a foundation that really supports the way that you want to live and the way that you want to feel, your lifestyle and all of that. There's strategy, like all the tips and everything and the techniques and, you know, making sure that you have, you know, even knowing where you might fall short. Right? Like where you might spend more so that you know what your habits are and that this is a way that I'm protecting myself and making sure that, you know, I'm not sabotaging myself because we know that the inner saboteur has come calling for, you know, for most of us, caught us time and time and time again. But if we strategize and if we're prepared, that nope, we're not going to let the inner saboteur until there's a new habit all the way around in that, right?
Beautifully said. Yes, really speaking into that psychological component to money because the strategy doesn't have to be tough. You know, it can be easy to do this stuff, but when there are mind blocks, money mind blocks, around worthiness or, you know, I'm not deserving of this. That's when we get to really take a look at what we're thinking and telling ourselves every day to break free from that and really create a space of freedom for ourselves because we all deserve that self-love and freedom that comes with financial stability.
And financial freedom. And let me remind everyone what we are really all doing here with all of this is that we're building the new earth. We know that the way that we've lived before in the old earth and the structures and the way that we've not dealt with our financial responsibility and, you know, being true to our core values, we're changing this. And now is the time to really take the reins, take responsibility, and again, strategize and plan and be smart with what's going to set us up for the greatest amount of success. What's going to set us up for the greatest amount of freedom? What is in alignment with how we want to live and also the legacy that we want to model to our children and our children's children so that we can create a better world than the world that we were conditioned into or that we, you know, because we're not victims. That's the point, is that we are empowered, and by making those choices, it's going to really support us, it's going to empower us, and it's going to make us feel good.
Right on. Beautifully said.
Yeah. So with that, let's take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And I am with Michelle Boss, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk about how to get a really great credit score, how to get an A+, how to get an A+. We'll be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Michelle and I were discussing during the break, actually celebrating, that all the people that are getting their back pain now from the government and that are being paid their back pay and that are at least getting paid again. And so what a celebration that is. And it ties right into the conversation we're having with making sure that there is an emergency savings fund set up in your life so that when life happens, when anything happens, could be anything, we would have never thought, beginning in the year that this was going to be happening and that this could actually be happening in America to us. And, you know, because we're all affected by it. I was talking about how, you know, people were not able to, you know, work with me because of their livelihood and, you know, their money was affected. And so as an entrepreneur, it really does. It affects all of us. And so making sure that all your basics are covered and that your bases are covered is what we're doing here on the Millionaire Imprint for Women so that we can be smart about when life happens, right?
Yeah, that's right. There were so many stories of those affected by the government shutdown about just not being able to access money, uh-huh. even in a temporary situation, to pay their rent and, you know, meet their basic needs. So today's conversation is so timely. And we started with the basic foundation of building your financial foundation, which is insurance and making sure that you're covered. So disability or unemployment insurance could come into play here. But the next level we talked about in segment two was savings, emergency savings, and the importance, as Cornelia just mentioned. And then the third tier, once you have those two tiers in place, is credit. And credit is a tool. If you use it responsibly and do a good job building credit, for example, all of the government workers, you know, would have had access, or, you know, if you're in a situation where you need to draw upon that line of credit, make sure that you're doing the work beforehand, which we're going to talk about how to get a great credit score and establish credit so that it's available to you as a tool in the case of an emergency.
Excellent.
If you're living paycheck to paycheck and above, beyond your means, you're not going to have that credit limit, that flexibility, if all of your credit cards are maxed out when you get to an emergency situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So how does one maintain an A plus credit, and how does one build and stay on top of it? And again, we're using strategy. We're thinking about this. We're bringing our consciousness. We're going, let's be smart about this. How does it work? What is the solution? How can we make it? How can we make that tool work for us?
Awesome. So one of my favorite groups to work with are teens. I do a lot of financial education classes in my community here. And what's surprising to me sometimes, you know, is talking to kids or older siblings of these teenagers, even in their 20s, that do not know what a credit score is or what it's comprised of. So I think that's probably one of the most important things to start with, the concept that a credit line is something that's extended to you without any other collateral than your promise to pay it back. So your integrity and good track record. So your credit score is, like I explained to the teenagers, like a report card. And what happens in your credit life and your financial history will follow you for a very long time. It can affect anything from a job interview, because a lot of employers today check your credit score, and renting a home or office space, a lot of landlords check credit scores. So I cannot emphasize the importance of having a credit history as well as maintaining good credit habits, because it's basically your life report card. And, you know, a lot of high wealth individuals people with a lot of money that I worked with in a whole different job as a credit card merchant processing. I would help businesses set up credit card processing, and we get these business owners with all kinds of money. They did not have credit scores because they did not rely on or need credit. However, they were often denied or had to overcome major requests like putting cash on hand in order to get these merchant accounts just to process credit cards from their customers. So just a little experience around, it's really important, even if you think that you don't need credit, it's a tool, it's a strategy to start with at least one or two credit cards to keep in your back pocket, even if you don't think that you need them. So the very first thing to do is to use your credit card. Spend only things that you can pay back. So something like all of your gas for the month or groceries, for example, you can pick a few things that you know you have the income to cover, and then pay off your credit card balance in full. That on time, that is the number one way to build your credit and to demonstrate that you are financially responsible about paying back the money you're borrowing and doing that in a timely manner. So I always tell the kids, be the credit card company's worst customer. Pay that balance in full and on time. If you're doing that, you should not be incurring any sort of fee or interest on the balances that you're charging each month, because you have a grace period of 30 days to pay that back. Then, of course, as you feel more comfortable and you're trying to build your credit, you can start looking at cards with rewards, that sort of thing, for racking up either cash back or airline miles, that sort of thing, when you're ready to take it to the next level. But one of the most common myths I hear is that, aren't you supposed to keep a balance on your credit card? No, credit card companies love that. And if you can avoid it, that is ideal. That is going to allow you to be able to ask for an extension in your credit. So maybe you started with a $500 credit limit, every 6 months to a year, make sure that you are calling in and increasing that limit so that you have, ideally $40 on hand.
Ideally what?
$40,000 on hand. The average American, that's a good number to shoot for, to build your credit. And the more credit you have available to you, the more it helps your credit score or that report card on your credit as well.
So basically what you're saying is, pay off the balance in full every month.
If you can, yes.
If you can, that's kind of like ideal. That would be ideal to pay off the balance in full. And, only really charge what you can pay, especially if you're in the strategy of building. So using that with, it's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to build and I'm going to pay this off and do that. And then in 6 months from now, you're going to ask for an increase, and you always want to, pay back the money in a timely fashion, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And one of the key components that affect your credit score is your utilization of your credit available. So if you have $500 on a regular basis on your cards with a credit limit of $25,000, that's really showing that you don't rely on that credit, you don't need it, and that's what creditors really like to see, especially when you go to apply for a car loan or a mortgage on a home. Having that good credit track record is so important.
Yeah, it's good not to have to rely on it, right? So it's almost like, just like, again, it's an insurance that if we can think of it that way.
Sure. Yeah.
It could be like an insurance that it's there if you need it, but not that you're relying upon it. And that while you are stewarding it, that you're stewarding it in, you know, maintaining the relationship in a way that's healthy and beneficial and supporting you, but not from a place of dependency.
That's right. And if anybody would like more information, I have a gift for the audience today. Email me again at info@themoneyboss.org. I have two sheets that are tips on getting and maintaining great credit and tips on getting or maintaining A+ credit rating. So very, you know, timely, very easy to follow strategies or tips. And that's all courtesy of the National Financial Educators Council. They put together these tip sheets. And that is the organization I received my certification from for teaching financial education. And I use all their curriculum. So,
wow, that's so great. You didn't have to reinvent the wheel. It was already... Yeah. Already done, and you're certified through them. And while everyone is emailing you with the to receive the free gift, I emailed you earlier, and I'm looking forward to getting mine. They can also in the same email they can ask you about the group coaching call for $197. Did you say $197?
Oh no, it's only $119 for the 3-week mini group course.
That's powerful. Everybody can afford that. Sign up for that, especially now that the government shutdown is over. And
No brainer.
Sign up for that because it's like, it's a powerful way to really support your financial foundation and work together in a group one-on-one with Michelle, in the coaching. And it's perfect. You know what I was thinking about when you were talking about the teenagers? I was thinking about, actually, we're all teenagers. So there's the teenagers, the group of teenagers that you're teaching. But you know what, actually, you know, we are really all teenagers when it comes to this. And learning how to do it the right way is really all part of our growing up now as teenagers. So isn't that just the perfect way to see it?
We are not taught this in schools. There's a small handful of states that require personal financial education to graduate high school. And that's really what fires me up and why I do this. There's such a need.
Yes. And Michelle, I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if, you know, you came up with, developed a coaching program that then taught the, high schoolers, or even college students, you know, to go in and teach the high schools of how to do it, how to bring this. I mean, and those kids can then go home and teach their parents.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Teach their parents because they didn't get taught. And again, it comes down to no judgment here. It's not about that. It's about education and it's about empowerment and it's about, stopping the level of insanity that we have found ourselves in on this planet with what has played out. And this topic that we're discovering, that we're talking about now, and that is debt.
Yes.
Leading us into this insane topic of this tremendous amount of debt that we have carried and how that feels and how horrible that is. And so let's talk about debt, Michelle.
All right, let's go right into it. So a lot of the clients that I see as well have a goal of paying off their debt, whether it be consumer debt or school loan debt. It's prevalent out there. And I was just reading an article the other day that it's the number one reason why our home ownership rates are falling, because millennials are carrying an extraordinary amount of education or school debt. Yeah. So it's a very real, issue that affects a lot of us out there. And it can be overwhelming. Like you said, it's a burden. It feels, terrible to have this burden. So what I wanted to end the show with today is, just some of the different strategies to pay off debt and where to start, what debt is best to pay off first. So, if you find yourself in that situation, again, going back to connecting with your money, we need to do the same thing is really take a look at the whole picture and, you know, list out everything that you have so you can take a good look at eagle's eye view, coming up with a strategy. So there's also good debt. So I've mentioned education debt, which tends to have the lowest interest rate that you're paying. So that's one of the last things that we pay off. I mentioned consumer debt, which has the highest percentage of interest rates. So anywhere from 14 to 24+%. That's a lot of extra money you're paying to borrow that. And then the third type of debt is good debt, where you're actually creating an asset or it's paying you, you know, you're generating income from that debt you've created. And while owning a home, there's a lot of benefits, is not an asset for you per se, as far as creating income. If you were to purchase a home that you then rented out, or an apartment complex, condo that you were then to rent out to create income, but you still had a mortgage on it, that would be considered good debt. So again, you know, when you're building on your credit, then you have the freedom and flexibility to look at these different things to leverage. And that's the top tier of our pyramid. I think we're going to talk about investments more next show. But back to debt, you want to look at the overall picture and really start with what you're paying the highest interest rate on, because that is, you know, going to just accelerate paying off your debt when you can pay less in interest and more towards your principal or the amount owed. So there's a couple different ways to do that. You can either look at your highest rate. So say like you have 3 or 4 credit cards, consumer debt credit cards or balances, look at the highest interest rate and really focus on paying that down while you're paying the minimum on your other cards and other debt, because there's all different types of debt, of course. But, you know, look at that highest interest rate and throw everything extra that you can at that highest interest rate card in order to minimize the amount of interest you're paying. And then you can put all that interest you're saving once that balance is paid off towards your next highest interest rate. So that's one strategy. The other method, I know we're coming towards the end of the show here, is called the snowball effect. Mm-hmm. And this is more of a psychological component. So say that you have 4 consumer credit cards. With the snowball effect, you would start with the lowest balance. Not so much the highest interest rate, but the lowest balance, pay that off as quickly as possible, and then accelerate all of that money you were putting towards that lowest balance to your next lowest balance. And so the momentum is that you're paying things off. You can see the results faster, and that gives you that optimism. Like, yeah, I got this. I'm paying off my debts. And then you just carry all that money that you were throwing into, you know, the first card, the second card, all of it goes into the third card, and et cetera, until you have your balances paid off. And it takes time. That's the other thing that, you know, people can sometimes forget. It's not always a quick fix or a situation that's going to take care of itself within 2 or 3 months. Sometimes it can take dedicated focus. But I've seen so many success stories of when you really get focused on that debt and you know, just throwing everything that you can at it, you can do it. You can knock it out and, you know, get back to that place of freedom.
Freedom, again, core value. And, you know, it's, again, it's probably not even going to take as long as you think it's going to take. And once you start really aligning with that core value of freedom, living in financial freedom, living in freedom here on this planet, and letting that be your reason for making decisions that you're making, you're going to see the universe is going to conspire to support you and bring you all the right people, resources, and money and support to get it all lined up for you because you're willing to make that change. And we need more people that are willing to make that change because that is the financial footprint, the new blueprint of where we're going. And even if it does take a year or 2 years, who cares? As long as you begin and you begin today. So Michelle, this has been such a powerful show. I love doing these shows with you because you bring us that right next piece that we need right now, individually and also collectively. And so I want to just also let people know that if you have not healed your relationship with money and you're looking at really feeling good about money, that I wrote a free ebook that you're welcome to have on how to heal your relationship with money, how to release some of the negative limiting beliefs. You can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and I'll be happy to email you that ebook so that you can feel good about money, even if you only have a dollar. And especially if you only have a dollar, because that's how you're going to really increase that abundance. And then be sure to take Michelle up on her offers, which is to her group coaching in February that is launching. And then the free gift that you're offering today. Do you want to tell the listeners again how to get that?
Absolutely. So the group coaching program starts February 18th, but there is some pre-work that you can get started on if you're really ready to shift energetically and start working on that financial situation. So I look forward to hearing from you soon. And then the A+ credit tips and how to get and keep a good credit score are two tip sheets that you can get by emailing me at info@themoneyboss.org. Same thing with the group enrollment, info@themoneyboss.org. And we'll get you guys on the right track to finally feeling financially secure and growing your wealth.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.